Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
You know what, it's just that kind of a week where South Africans are just tired. We're tired, we're angry, we are frustrated, and we'll get through it because we do, but it doesn't make life particularly easy. Sandile Swane is a political analyst. Good morning, thanks for joining us today. Are you finding the same wherever you go, wherever you speak to, that people are have just reached this level of frustration?
Yes, I think that there is some frustration, especially driven by the load shedding, which many people are not clear exactly what the government is doing and what they are doing successfully to resolve the load shedding in a speedy fashion. Secondly, you find that even whether you are buying petrol, the amount of money you have no longer buys what you used to buy. You are buying less and less with your money. If you are going to the supermarket, you are buying less and less with your money. Your money is losing power. So that is frustrating. And I've also met South Africans and black South Africans who are actually saying that they are actually coaching their children and preparing their children for a life overseas.
Which is so sad, because then, you know, then it becomes self-fulfilling, doesn't it? Then we lose the people who have the ability to contribute to the country.
Yes, unfortunately, we've got to go through what we've got to go through. You will find that during the years of apartheid, there's a lot of South Africans, white South Africans, who were supposed to have been privileged by apartheid, but were actually, so to speak, angered and prison.
Oh, I'm struggling to hear you. Sandile, can you hear us? All right, we seem to have lost that line, and I really do want to continue this conversation. It's a very important one. We'll get Sandile Swane back right now. We want to understand what is really going on with South Africa within the ANC. And does the ANC actually recognize how bad this is? You know, there's a leadership battle happening within the organization, and the question is there a recognition that this is actually about fixing up the country and really not simply about leadership and taking charge of an organization? Sandile, can you hear us now?
Yes, I can hear you, Howard.
Yeah, there we go. That's very clear. Do you think that as this leadership battle hots up within the ANC, that there's a recognition as to how bad it is, that it isn't just about leadership in the ANC, but it's about the need and the ability to fix the country?
Yes, it is a combination of both. I think that the so-called renewal program that they launched certainly launched decisively in 2017, and they've been at it for a long time, by the way, probably close on 20 years now, the so-called renewal thing. So they've launched that to renew themselves, and you must always remember that politicians and the political party would see the renewal as a mechanism of winning votes so that they can continue to have paying jobs in the state. So there is that element to it. But what we have not seen, even when this renewal program has started, there is no clear improvement in the performance of state services in terms of making sure that the infrastructure is working. Eskom is part of that infrastructure. The South African railways are part of that infrastructure, South African airways, water and sanitation, and the roads. So we're not looking for too much. We just want to make sure that the infrastructure and the public or state services are up to standard. And that is a problem, because we're not seeing the technocrats being promoted to the top.
So does Cyril Ramaphosa have any real competition?
There are two sides to that story that you must look at. The first side, which is very significant in this historical epoch that we're in, which is to say that the ANC is not guaranteed of an electoral victory, a 50 plus one electoral victory in 2024, which means that the route to the presidency in South Africa is no longer a monopoly that goes through the ANC only. And then on that, on those grounds, you will start to see a number of people putting up their names as potential presidential candidates, which is a positive development in South Africa. Two, in the ANC, the competing side, which is the RET forces or whatever you want to call them, have not yet put forward their true candidate to contest Cyril Ramaphosa. Cyril Ramaphosa is not a suitable candidate. He does not compare, even by ANC standard, he's not on the same level as Thabo Mbeki, in my estimation, in terms of aptitude, in terms of the depth of his training, university education and background. He just doesn't measure up. And that shows in the results that he achieves and his understanding of issues. So we must not then think that there are no better people, even within the ANC, who can do a better job than Cyril Ramaphosa. And certainly there are many more who are much, much better than Cyril Ramaphosa in South Africa.
That is absolutely right. And it's so interesting because I think that if that shift happens where the ANC realizes that it isn't a, to use an American term, slam dunk, then maybe we'll also see an improvement there. Well, let's hope that that is the case. And as you say, there are better people in both within the ANC and within the country. Sandile Swane, political analyst, talking to us about leadership within the ANC.